With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They stand together, and to drive home that point in this fourth week of the government shutdown, Senate Republicans will be gathering at the White House for a display of unity. A Senate Republican bill to end the shutdown has failed 11 times for lack of support among Democrats. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says President Trump can deploy Oregon National Guard troops to Portland. A 3-2 ruling with the two Trump-appointed judges siding with the administration, while the lone Clinton-appointed judge dissented. The body of another Hamas hostage has been turned over to Israel, which awaits the return of 15 more. President Trump has a warning for Hamas as some of its terrorists challenge the fragile Gaza ceasefire.
Following weekend skirmishes involving Hamas militants, the president said the situation will be taken care of very quickly.
We made a deal with Hamas that, you know, they're going to be very good, they're going to behave, they're going to be nice, and if they're not, we're going to go and we're going to eradicate them if we have to. They'll be eradicated, and they know that.
He dispatched U.S. envoys to Israel this week to shore up the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to loosen China's stranglehold on the important rare earth materials market, the U.S. and Australia have a deal to supercharge rare earths processing down under.
We've been working on that for quite a while. In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
President Trump announcing the $8.5 billion deal while hosting Australian Prime Minister Albanese at the White House. On Wall Street, stocks narrowly mixed. The Dow is up about 19 points, while the Nasdaq 13 points lower. This is SRN News. The long-awaited breakup of the Anglican Church is underway.
Conservative bishops, mostly centered in Africa and Latin America, have formally announced that they will no longer accept the authority of the Archbishop of Canterbury and will no longer be in communion with the Church of England proper. The split centers on issues of homosexuality and biblical authority and has been brewing for years. The recent selection of a liberal female bishop to be the new archbishop appears to have been the final straw. Michael Harrington reporting.
Finally, some good news for Christians in Iraq. Two historic churches destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated. But religious freedom groups report that about 70 Christian families are now living in Mosul. This is SRN News. Stop the presses. Over the past year, an estimated 136 newspapers have done just that.
News deserts are expanding, and traffic to some of the top newspaper websites has been declining over the past few years. Those are just a few of the findings of an annual report on local news released Monday by Northwestern University. A broader look at the industry's economic problems over the past two decades is even more troubling. The number of newspapers published in the U.S. has declined from around 7,300 in 2005 to about 4,500 now. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump is getting ready for a significant trip to Asia aimed at addressing international trade tension. The journey includes a potential meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, which could impact the global economy. The White House has not disclosed his full schedule, but Mr. Trump plans to visit Malaysia, Japan, and South Korea. More details at srnnews.com.